sample of footage.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any county staff introductions? Yes.
Jennifer D'Amico with Commissioner Ollenbacher, District C. Jasmine Harris with the Conference of Planning Department.
Garrett Turbert also with the Conference of Planning Department.
Okay, do you want to hear what he has to say now? This?
Huh?
Put this one first.
Yeah, number one.
Hmm?
Public comment?
Public comment, all right, let him go ahead. Sir, you want to come up?
Okay.
Give us your presentation?
Good evening, Denver's with CAC. I'm Garrett Turbert again, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, for the record, Conference of Planning, Park County. I want to just bring to you some of the information we are in the midst of working on right now. I don't know how many of you have been able to go to the transformparkcounty.com website, but there's good information up there and we try to keep it updated, you know, all the time. Also give opportunities for input, which is where we're gonna encourage everybody to keep putting it in there because that's where they collect it from. You know, I mean, I can take a few notes here and there, but the big stuff, send it there, please. Anyway, with that being said, this is what you have right now for your land use categories. Lower Tahoe Canyon. You got some public facilities out there and open lands, and you know, that's pretty, you know, pretty much what you have at this point. You know, there's intermingled some residences. I actually did some approvals for residences out there, so I do know the area. That was a few years ago, though. Okay, so there's currently, and unfortunately the colors don't exactly match, but here's the thing. Densities, intensities, and everything, we're just moving them right over. We're not changing a thing as far as what's already approved for you right there. So it's not like we're doing you know, some of the things like, you know, you've had in the past where you actually go through and look at all the possible changes you want to have. We're just doing a mirroring of one from the current to the proposed. So that's the idea that we're trying to do countywide, actually, not just for Lower Tahoe Canyon. So that's the idea. So with that, and I did give you the handout, and again, I know that's not everything you have, but that's the one that's the most prevalent between you and Lone Mountain right now. Is the ranch, it's called Ranch Estates. It used to be, another name for that, but it's basically up to 2 units per acre. So that's, we have some of that there.
Question, I'm sorry.
Of course.
Where on Kyle Canyon? Okay, let's just
sure.
Okay, so the green is what?
Okay, so I'm trying
the
to.
The light, remember. The lime green.
Yeah, the lime green, see, it looks like open lands.
Open land, and the brown is?
Yeah, that should be. Outlying neighborhood, yes, which is another category than what you have in front of you, I understand.
So the brown is?
Yeah, open lands, which, outlying neighborhood, the brown, which is up to half unit per acre, half a unit, that's what you've had up there all along. No?
No.
Okay, hang on, let me go back to the current plan map and see what you have then. I thought everything was just the same, okay, so it's, it had a different name. Residential rural is a lot of that light looking color there. Can't hardly read it on this map. And then you have, let's see what else we have. Again, those are lands.
So the lime green on that top one, what is that?
On this right here.
The lime green.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
this right here.
Yes.
This right here. That looks like it says agriculture. So yeah, it's on my in the conversion table I have here. It talks about residential rural, and that should be actually what it should be. Yeah, it should be that. Okay. Again, that's the problem. These colors are just that's real light green. So there's a residential rural category, which then converts to outlying neighborhood. So they just move over from that from one to the other. And nothing changes as far as what's allowed there in and what you have. It. And again, if you look at the, on the backside of that handout, there's the state definition, what we call, you know, what they, the state calls rural preservation neighborhood, which consists of 10 or more dwelling units, which, you know, you don't have a lot of that out there. You have outer boundary that's used for residential purposes. It's over 330 feet from the outer boundary of other lots. No more than 2 per acre, so that's, again, that's a little more than what you have for the most part. And I go to raise or keep animals non-commercial, so we can have animals, which I know that's a big issue.
Oh, right. So we used to be 1 per 2.5 acres. We used to be 1 resident, 1 for, the smallest you could break it down up there was 2.5 acres. So obviously that changed.
Let's see, let me do the math here.
Was it 2.5? I thought it was 2 acres.
Well, 2, okay. Well, they 5-acre parcel, you could split it in half and you'd lose some for
the net, yeah, because
so
of
2 acres.
Easements and all
so
that.
So that's where we're at, 1 house per 2 acres.
Right.
So you're talking about...
Which is 0.5 per, oh, that's actually, okay, 0.5 is 1 per...
So is that what outlying neighborhood's going to still be as the...
Up to 0.5 is what's allowed, but that, again... That is
one
that
house per half an acre is allowed.
No, no, half a dwelling unit per acre. Okay, hold on. Let's see if I get my math working here.
That'd be 1 over 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so the same.
Yeah. So it becomes yeah half per acre is 1 per 2 acres. Right. Yeah, it's 1 per 2 acres.
So yeah. It's still 1 house per 2 acres.
Correct. No. Yes, that
you
is
can't
correct.
Do half a house.
Sorry about
so
that.
This one says, the one I'm looking at says
right.
Density up to two
that's,
dwelling units.
That's another
units.
Category, and I know that, unfortunately, I think I confused you. I shouldn't have done that.
That's okay. It's easy
yeah.
to confuse me.
I'm there, too. So, anyway, here's the next category we're talking about right now, outlying. Is that the, half per acre, which is 1 per 2 acres? Yeah. The one that you're looking at right now is down 2 more categories called ranch estate.
Okay, and where is that on?
Yeah, where's
here?
That impact those?
I'm not sure you have any out here.
Okay, well, that would just make us so happy.
It's going to be a lot of low mountain stuff.
Right, it's low, yeah, again, that was low mountain that I've been focused on. I'm no, sorry, I didn't, yeah, I don't see anything right now that's that.
Here, they're calling that ranch estate neighborhoods.
Right.
And that's the what the RMP is.
Right, all of that, which, yes, doesn't apply to you.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
So the, on the back of the
so
number,
I should take that back.
So the back on number 3 doesn't apply to us either.
What was number 3 on the back?
2 residential dwellings.
Right, because again, it's that next category up.
So
right.
On Lower Cobb Canyon,
right.
We are one dwelling per 2 acres.
Okay,
right.
Yes, it's the, yeah, outline. Outline there. Yeah, around there. Yes, that's it.
And that's where we want to stay.
Correct.
Even on 3 miles up Kyle Canyon, is that still the case? Because there's been some signs
so
about
one,
commercial.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 miles of it right there.
Those signs weren't supposed to be there.
Okay, gotcha.
They're supposed to be being there.
Yeah.
They're still there, but
they're still
there. I will call again.
Okay.
I think you painted over the commercial part.
Yeah,
they?
What they did is they left the sign up where it still says 43 or whatever I sent you the sign. So what they did is they just painted over where it said commercial use. They painted that over. But if you call them on the phone and you don't let them know who you are, they're still saying that it's just a simple process of a use permit. You can put in whatever. So they did paint over. The sign is still there. They removed the word commercial use.
So this is like so important because we get calls in our homes cussed out because we're letting development go on Lower Cobb Canyon that we're like, that's just not true.
No, it's not. The land use plan does not show that.
Okay, good.
It doesn't happen.
Thank
God. How long before we can expect that land use permit to be reevaluated, changed?
What do you mean, this plan?
That
we allowed to do it? That's still in discussion. I thought there was going to be a moratorium. I couldn't give you the exact time period of it, but that's the idea. I think we don't want to suddenly have the changes as soon as it gets adopted.
It's going to be a while.
Right.
Like 10 years?
No.
I would like to think that, but I don't think
so. Yeah,
we
can't say exactly, but it's no. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
not 10 years.
Yeah, it's.
So this can be revised how often? Is there a rule how often you can revise? A guideline, a standard?
In the plan, it talks about that. It depends on the area that you're in. Now, this is an area that they give a range. But in this area, it's the one that doesn't happen as often. We're talking, I think, I can look it up, and it says, I want to say, I don't want to say the wrong thing here. But it's more than just right away.
Well, and part of what we read in that kept talking, it didn't give really good specifics about Lower Cal Canyon, but it kept talking about bringing us into the average or whatever word it used, like, and so that was kind of a little disconcerting. It's like, what does that mean?
Of course.
But if you're saying that the plan is approved for us to stay at one house per 2 acres.
Yes, what you have now is what it's going into. Anything beyond that.
But we don't know for how long.
I don't want to say off the top of my head and get it wrong.
Yeah, this one's been in place for how long?
Right.
This one's there currently.
What I suggest is those kind of things that you want to share, take it to the website and put it all in there, and you know, tell them who you are and
absolutely
that you have these concerns. And because
yeah,
we just took a bunch of comments off there the other day and talked about and looked at them. So we are not just ignoring what goes up.
So the question is, how far is the development, which you would currently enter from Sky Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming towards Kyle Canyon.
Okay, that's in the city.
It's still Lower Kyle.
Still Lower Kyle Canyon.
So they said that Sky Canyon, up to 3 miles up Kyle Canyon, was going right straight across Kyle Canyon. Hualapai is going to become the 215 connecting back to the 95.
Who said that?
Yeah, who told you that?
Yes. That's on the plan.
The future plan.
Okay.
I see.
So it's been, the signs have been up for years that the city of Las Vegas took, or we gave, I don't really know what happened, but all of a sudden there's signs up down at the bottom of Kyle Canyon for land use permit, and the city of Las Vegas has it, I don't know what the word is, annexed, taken,
yeah.
We've given, they've done something.
They just annexed it, we don't call it.
There's an area, right, yeah, right there at the 95.
And how far up is that?
I couldn't tell off the top of my head either.
No.
I know the interchange, I've been in that interchange and see, you know, what's been done. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I'd have to look at a map to see far.
Right, I don't want to give you a number and then I get it wrong.
Right.
And that's City of Las Vegas. Basically, they would drive that.
So what happens, or how did Las Vegas get this bottom 3 miles of Kyle Canyon?
Because they are able to annex land from the county.
The city can?
Yeah.
So how do we talk to them about what our wishes?
Call the City of Las Vegas, planning, and I might even be able to get a contact for you. We can see if we're possible.
That would be the way to go with
email
that.
Email me, Heidi.
Okay.
I'll see if I
as the city wants to expand, they can take land from the county in summary.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to come all the way up to the mountain to the ski lodge, they could just take it from the county.
I mean, probably doubtful they will, but yes.
Theoretically.
There's a process in place for annexation. I mean, the state allows the city to only do so much, so
right.
That would be something if you want to look into it, then the Nevada Red Eye statutes, it goes through the whole annexation process and what the city can do, because basically all of us, all of our jurisdictions are constrained by the state statutes.
Right.
And we're not trying to beat you up here at all, but we're really concerned because we've got the Mount Charleston board up there.
Sure.
Wanting to take us over because they don't think we're doing anything about Lower Kyle Canyon.
Haven't heard that yet, okay.
And so what we think is we've got Mount Charleston, Lower Kyle Canyon, and hopefully Lone Mountain, that the three little bodies can kind of get together and say, no, we don't, you know, we're not really into expansion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
So this really scared me when I saw it.
I'm sorry about this. I should take those back. Because they do not apply to you, and I was not thinking that. So.
Huh? And Garrett, the way it was explained to me by comp planning is they're doing this to kind of streamline, to have like less categories,
yes.
And not to change zoning.
Correct, and that is exactly what we're doing right now, is we're, you know, just bringing things across. Like I said, it just comes across from this to this. We're not changing things. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
For clarifying that.
Okay.
I appreciate
that. Thanks.
Okay, sure. Anything else? Yes, we're good.
I think you're good.
Okay, now I'll take my naps down.
No worries.
Yes, but that's the area.
It's just a scary. That's all. Can we zip through this?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We need to approve the minutes from last time.
Yep.
Move to approve.
I second.
All right. Approved. All right. Do we have any other county
agenda
stuff?
Agenda on Has anyone had contact with Mr. Parker as far as what his, did he withdraw, did he adjust the?
He adjusted them.
He put a new letter in there. Yep, it's there.
Mine always comes like 2 days late, my mailman's like ancient.
I'm with you on that.
And so I just don't get it sometimes, so.
I did get it, but it frequently comes the day after.
Yeah, I usually will get this in the mail, like, so we can mail them in.
We got a rural.
I mail them on Tuesday.
Yeah, we have a rural contract mailman.
Yeah.
So the agenda's not created until Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just, maybe you might want to bring us hard copies, because we don't, I'll get it in a couple days.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'll get it in a couple days.
No, before that.
If you could bring hard copies, knowing that we don't get it in the mail, because I don't have it, Heidi got hers. I mean, I don't need it, but.
Right, but when I email the agenda packet, it's all there for you as well, there.
Oh, when you email it?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a printer, so, okay.
I can bring it here.
Heidi will cover me.
It's just you can look at it if you don't receive your hard card, but I.
Yeah, I always review it in the email, it's just.
I'll share.
I don't have the mail ones.
All right, any more county stuff?
Updates from the commissioner?
Updates from the commissioner.
Sorry, Eric.
Yep. All right, so we move ahead to.
Do we have any updates?
Yeah, I was just looking to see if I got an email, but I don't have anything.
Okay. Let's move on to Mr. Parker.
Well.
Move to approve.
All this fuss for 3 years and here we sit.
Yeah.
What happens?
You said that he doesn't have to be present?
He does not have.
He doesn't have to be present.
Okay.
I move to approve.
She moved to approve in a second?
I mean, I just.
He'd rather him be in compliance than.
Of course.
I second it.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as he got what he needed, because I don't personally like, we talked about, he probably didn't ask for enough stuff. And the letter that I have is still the same letter. One customer per, oh, removed one customer per hour by appointment, no vehicle storage, nor.
Yeah, he made the changes that Susan told him today.
Okay, that's.
So it's approved. Unanimous?
Yes, aye.
Who made the motion?
I did.
We talked about a budget meeting, but then we never had it. Is that still coming up on our next one?
That's on this one, actually, it's the next item, and it's really just you guys giving me your final budget request. And I will submit them, because we don't have any records from last year.
Okay.
I would say face mask and bottled water.
I heard the bottled water, what was the first one?
Face mask. We can have those off the bottom of the hill.
Can we get a horse crossing sign?
That, yes, that one they did talk about in the discussion. So that one was, because where exactly is that? Because I know like the road up there's NDOT, and then the side roads are county, so we have to place it.
So it'd be on Scotty Road between the, right by the log house. On the Grand Teton side of the log house. As they come around, as people come around that corner, they're driving very, very, they don't follow the speed limit at all, and they can't see you, and we've had.
Heidi and I have each had one.
A couple of our boarders have gotten hit, gotten hurt pretty bad.
And then I don't remember what they said about why we can't get the signs. Maybe they said it was the highway patrol or the highway. We need to ask that Sue was gonna request the highway. But obviously there's a lot of, I don't know what you call it, I don't think it's livestock, wild animals on Coyote Canyon, donkeys. And they're hit.
Are you talking about the sign that Heidi was just talking about?
No.
No, totally different. Coming up Coyote Canyon, 157, there are no signs warning people that live animals are on that road. And a lot of the traffic on that road is rental, from the rental companies in town. And I don't think those people have any clue that there are wild, all the wild horses are gone. They got hit last year, but they're still donkeys. What Sue told me is that it was NDOT, and that the request would come, that she would make the request from NDOT and ask them why there weren't any wild animal, wild, Because if you go on the other side up the Lee Canyon, they're there, they're just not on Kyle Canyon. And we're especially getting them lower. They're all the way down to 2 miles down now, probably because of, you know,
no,
I don't know why, water. But they're as down as far as Witch Mountain. And there were 17 of them in my front yard.
I have somebody I'm talking to from NDOT on a different project, so I'll ask him.
It just makes sense. I mean, obviously the residents down, we look for them, but the tourists just don't.
No, we almost hit, like I covered the Mount Charleston meeting one night and we almost hit a burrow. It was like right there.
They're really thick.
And it was like that dusk time of day.
Yeah, you can't see them because
my husband slammed his car and stopped in time, but I mean.
And there was a motorcyclist killed within the last 6 months.
Yeah, you hit one.
If you hit a car, you gotta stand a chance, but, and they're renting motorcycles in town now.
Yeah, okay.
So that increases it.
I'll call my NDOT person and see if he's not in that area, who would he give me contact with?
Yeah, just to let, whatever they say, you've got them, you're, what do they say? I don't even know. Animal, in life.
Well, the, open range usually.
Open range, I don't know what they say, but they know what they are when there's burrows on the road, warning people of wild animals on the road.
Okay.
And I'd like to submit a request for a horse park, like what Lone Mountain has.
For Lower Kyle Canyon?
Yeah.
Where about?
I don't know. There's plenty of BLM land out there. Maybe off Scotty and Teton there where everybody can congregate. They've got a nice covered arena.
Huh?
They have a nice covered arena at Low Mountain.
I found them.
Okay, that's BLM, a BLM request for land, for equestrian.
Yeah, do you have an area for that?
No.
Maybe around Scotty and Grand Teton, kind of where the majority of the homes are and where the majority of the people ride.
We have any other business?
That one doesn't thrill me. I gotta be honest.
Excellent.
Huh?
Excellent.
Excellent?
Yeah.
Wow.
A
great discussion.
A bunch of amateurs trailering their horses in the right around our house.
They do it anyway.
Okay, motion to adjourn if we don't have anything else.
Second.
Go home.
Thank you.
All right. Oops. You can leave on that.
You're not a notary, are you?
I am.
Can I get something notarized from you?